WIA, monitoring.
NX, K82DG, how you doing?
4NXY.
Got a double in there. First station, come back. How are you doing this evening?
KD2BNG, how you doing?
Pretty good. Just sitting down here in the basement. Just flipped on the VHF UHF. Been sitting here playing with the HF radio. Over.
Yeah, this is going to be a boring evening. Got various computer systems I just need to set up. But you know how that is. Start something going and walk away for half an hour, so I thought I'd see if anyone's here.
Roger, yeah. I do that same thing in the heating and air world. I'll be on something for so long and just get frustrated and have to walk away 10, 15 minutes later and then go back and go right back at it.
To do with anything, you know, computer maintenance, software computer configuration, computer programming, you know, a lot of waiting. Well, it's making the installer now. It's installing something. So go take a break for half an hour. That's what I used to like about my job years ago when computers were slower. Hey, it's doing a build. I'm going to go take a break.
Yeah, the technology's got a lot faster over the years, hasn't it?
It gives us less time to sit around and do nothing.
Right, that's the same way with all the technology they're putting in these HVAC systems nowadays. Heck, just about, they've got a microprocessors in them that'll tell you what's wrong with them, and you don't even get to take the time to troubleshoot and scratch your head anymore. Over.
It really tell you what's wrong. It just tells you what it sees as far as temperature, airflow, you know, whatever it thinks it knows how to measure. That's a common mistake. Like the diagnostic computer in your automobile, there's a dozen different things that can tell it O2 sensor not working or a mass airflow sensor not working. It only reports what it sees. And that's the symptom this gives. So it's not entirely accurate to say, well, it diagnoses itself.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It just, in my line of work, it leads me to go in the proper direction, I should say, instead of going down multiple rabbit holes.
A gas cap off on the gas can, that could, on the gas tank, that could be oxygen sensor. So, you know, to the sense that it's not misleading, it's useful. You know, as I've seen misleading diagnostics.
I've seen misleading diagnostics too, and they get you going one way, and then the next thing you know, you're 360 degrees the total opposite way.
180 degrees the opposite way. If you'd spun around 360 degrees, you're facing the same direction you started. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Sometimes the best solution is just to step away for a while.
I've had to step away from a lot of them here and there over the years. But it was good talking to you, and don't work too hard. And hopefully everything goes smoothly for you the rest of the evening. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring.
KD2BNG, 73s. All right. Well, have a good evening.